Have you ever noticed that the manosphere is primarily focused on entry-level problems? What do I mean by entry-level problems? I mean the fundamental problem of acquiring punani and or a relationship in the first place. Now, I've talked about this in the past, but I want to go into some detail here. Fundamentally, what the manosphere prefers to talk about in its totality, and I'm including everything here in the manosphere, red pillars, black pillars, you name it, is how to optimize everything about yourself in order to get your foot in the door. Now, some of the stuff that they talk about is useful. Some of it is not. I obviously fall much more these days on the side of lookism as a primary means of getting your quote-unquote foot in the door, especially as a young person. But here's the thing. Getting your foot in the door is always easier than maintaining something long-term. And to draw an analogy here, because I think it's very relevant, it doesn't just apply to manospherian affairs. It doesn't just apply to relationships. Every aspect of life, if you think about it, is easier in as much as you're talking about getting your foot into the door. So, for example, there's tons of advice out there about getting your first job or getting a good job, what you should do in an interview, what you should wear, how you should compose your CV. There are very few tips that tell you what you need to do in order to maintain your job and your performance at a job. Sure, something like that exists, just as it exists for the quote-unquote manosphere or manosphere-adjacent channels or manosphere-adjacent commentary. But by and large, it simply does not exist to the same degree. And the same is true of every other thing, right? Tons and tons of tips if you decide to gym rot slash gym max on how to build muscles and how to go about things initially at the gym, right? Much less in the way of long-term goals, long-term maintenance, long-term everything. So there is a pattern here, gentlemen, when it comes to long-termism. Long-termism is not a thing that the manosphere particularly enshrines, and arguably, it's not a thing that really anyone enshrines. And the reason for this is quite simple. Long-termism is harder in every respect than you can imagine. Because look at the worst case scenario. Imagine you're a sub five, right? Or maybe borderline sub five. But your goal is to get your foot in the door. So your goal is to get your pee-pee wet, right? Well, the advice to be given here is pretty simple, right? Assuming you look a certain way, we've just said borderline sub five, then maybe you're not doing everything to optimize your outcomes. Depending on your circumstances, maybe you could actually cross the threshold into something like 6 or 5+, which, you know, changes can sometimes be exponential. If you cross from 4 to 6, the results you get potentially could be quite good, right? Maybe you're grossly overweight. Maybe you look like a slob. Maybe your haircut sucks. Whatever it might be, the overweight thing is probably the biggest factor. You can actively work on soft looks maxing, and that will be a great aid in getting your foot in the door or your pee-pee in the door, so to speak. Because the advice to be given here, if one gives advice, I don't do that. I don't think it's a good idea, but you know my position on that, is looks max as much as you can, starting with soft looks maxing. If you're willing to go the extra mile and willing to endure some pain and some risk and some danger, then maybe hard looks max, and then see what you get. And yeah, there's a good chance that at some point in time, you will get your punani if that's your goal. Maybe, just maybe, you'll even get a girlfriend for a brief period of time. And therein lies the rub, because there do exist data on the prospects of long-term relationships, and it does seem, as I said before in previous videos, that looks depreciate to some degree for the long-term maintenance of relationships. And when it comes to quote-unquote marriage and long-term relationships, the only people online you'll ever hear about are basically preachers and Christian fanatics and some Muslim fanatics as well, who like to talk about the relationship of God to man and woman and what have you. And for all we know, that's a useful heuristic. I mean, I'm not going to judge it too much, especially if you're a religious person. I do maintain that religious belief, particularly sincere religious belief, is very useful. But that is not general applicable advice to the majority of the populace. Not in the same way as you telling somebody who's overweight and neglecting his hygiene or what have you that, you know, making certain changes can improve his looks a point or two and can definitely aid him in his quest to getting punani. Because that advice is just universal, right? wherever you stand on the looks continuum, if you can, in fact, improve your looks, you're going to benefit from that to some degree. If you're on the lower end, probably less so. If you're on the higher end, a lot more so. But the point is, it's universal advice. Nobody has this universal advice when it comes to long-term prospects, marriage, or relationships. And the reason for this is simple. At the end of the day, despite having some data on this, the reality about long-term relationships and their maintenance and their perpetuity, as it were, it's all based on stochastic BS, stochastic nonsense that you have very little control over, right? Because just as an example, and we know this because there are actual data on this again, that divorce is somewhat heritable. Depending on the study, it can be anywhere from maybe 30 to 50 to even 60%, depends on the study, right? We know there's a heritable component to divorce. So, you know the meme, right? Children of divorce tend to be divorced themselves. So a lot of people, you know, the environmentalist types, chalk that up to the parents, right? The kids learned it from the parents, rather than the kids probably got some genes from the parents, which then lead to long-term instability in relationships and dissatisfaction. Just an example, right? It's a bunch of random noise and junk, a bit like the mysteries of the non-shared environment when it comes to determining environmental causes in contrast to genetic causes. The non-shared environment is the most important environment you'll ever encounter, but it's least understood because it fundamentally cannot be understood. And why is that? It's pretty simple. Because random stuff happens to you in your life that is not replicable and doesn't happen to other people. I'll give you an example out of my own life. When I was much, much younger as a child, I was bitten more than once by aggressive dogs. And that left a lasting mark on me. Now, I'm not terrified of dogs anymore like I was as a child, but I'm very cautious around them. And I would reckon that had I never encountered aggressive biting dogs as a child, I probably would not have that same degree of caution, and I probably would not get that same jump scary feeling when I see, say, an aggressive large dog barking at me or barking at other people, right? I'm very cautious. I'm very careful. That is an example of the non-shared environment. Stochastic noise that messes your life up and leads to differential outcomes. The same is true of relationships, right? Now, the problem here is that there's a financial incentive in the manosphere, obviously, for people who are giving advice, who are posing as gurus, as know-it-alls, who know everything and know the solutions to your problems, to never talk about this underlying reality, about what happens when you do get your foot in the door, right? You're at the job. What do you do? Okay, you got the job. What do you do to maintain the job for 5, 10 years, to get promotions, all these things? Now, sure, you're going to hear some advice here and there, just like you will from Christian and Muslim fanatics who will tell you about the power of the relationship of God to maintain your relationship. That's a thing. And there is advice out there on long-term maintenance of jobs. But again, we encounter this very particular issue when it comes to this matter of, just like in a relationship, your jobs are going to have specific things, specific qualities, problems, issues that cannot be covered by general advice, and you're going to have to deal with on your own, and you're going to have to figure it out without any of the conventional means that you can normally apply to getting your foot in the door. Just based on anecdotal observation, I can tell you what seems to amount to quote-unquote successful long-term relationships has a few categories. One category is some version of cheaper to keeper, and or you stay together for the sake of tradition and because that's just the thing you do. This is much more common in older generations, but it is very, very uncommon even in my generation, not to even mention millennials and Zoomers, obviously. But in the older generations, it was, we just stick together because that's the thing you do, right? Maybe not even worth mentioning, though I did mention it because I'm just giving you the examples. The more common scenario for all generations is a fundamental compatibility that is based on random stochastic noise that you cannot predict. Shared common interests, personality quirks that just kind of mesh together, things of that nature, right? For long-term, and by long-term, I mean years and decades. I don't mean a year or two, right? That seems to be the thing that works. It's all based on random personality stuff, random other stuff. Now, looks do play a role, obviously. If you let yourself go in a relationship, you're going to increase the risk of your spouse cheating on you and getting a divorce or getting a breakup. But I'll put it this way. looks are absolutely important. Looks are fundamentally important. They are necessary, but they're not sufficient for long-term relationships. And here's the thing. The question is, whether it's Inkwells, whether it's Manospherians, what do all the Manospherians really want at the end of the day? Now, some guys have decided to check out completely. That's an absolutely respectable choice. But a lot of guys in the Manosphere at the end of the day still want Punani. And a lot of the guys really want long-term relationships. Even the guys who do geomaxing, right? Yeah, they're enjoying the fruits of geomaxing right now. But long-term, they'll say, oh, I want a wife. I want children. And for that, nobody is prepared. No one has a good answer. And the reason for this is simple. As I said, it's all random BS that you have no control over. You randomly meet somebody. You hope for the best. But there's a high probability that your hoping for the best is not going to lead to the best unless you have societal reinforcement, which is why the Christians and Muslims who bring this up all the time say that God's important in your relationship. Because if you think there's an all-knowing overseer that's telling you what to do, then you're probably less likely to get divorced. Although, if you look at rates of divorce amongst Christians in the south of the United States, they're pretty high. So maybe that actually is not a thing. Who knows? But certainly societal constraints, like I mentioned, for older couples from previous generations, where frankly speaking, they wouldn't divorce because it just wasn't a thing to do. So long-termism is just not a thing for the manosphere. But long-termism isn't a thing for most people. We don't have answers for long-term because long-term is hard to study because it tends to take years, if not decades. And you have very little control over it. You want to talk about genetics being destiny? Sure. At the looks level, they definitely can be. If you're cursed to be a sub-5, then it's very unfortunate, and it's just a bad hand you've been given. But long term, there are all these other genetic quirks, personality things, habits. Are you a clean person or are you a messy person? Maybe you didn't know that before you moved in. Oh, guess it's not going to work out because your wife is an organizational fanatic, and you're not. You just leave your dishes in the sink, and you leave your clothing on the floor, and she goes insane over it. Things like that, right? Unpredictable nonsense that you have no control over, because at the end of the day, as I've said so many times, there's so much more you can do to change your looks than your personality. And ultimately, long-termism is about personality. And if your personality doesn't mesh, well, what are you supposed to do? And this is why ultimately, gentlemen, the manosphere, not just the manosphere, like I said, diverse branches of the internet that are into giving advice and telling you what to do with your life, always stop after the point of how to get your foot in the door. Whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's getting laid, whatever the hobby might be, even the gym, most of it, the vast majority of it is, here's what you need to do just to achieve this initial goal. And after that, good luck, you're on your own. Because again, nobody has answers. And if you have no answers, you can't get paid. Anyway, as always, gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in. Appreciate all of you, and many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my very generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel definitely could not exist. Thank you so much for your help. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, even a comment, subbing, much appreciated. Thank you so much for that as well. And if I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until the next time, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.